Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Because the Church teaches that some actions are intrinsically evil, it has, so to speak, a list of things that you can never do. For example, you can never blaspheme or try to kill an innocent person or engage in sexual activity with someone to whom you're not married. So it's true, the Church does have moral rules that you always have to follow every day of your life, at every minute, in every situation. And to a lot of people, that idea is hideously restrictive. They hate the idea of being burdened by all these rules. They would like, just once, to cut loose and do whatever they want without having to think about the rules or the consequences. And they feel so stifled by the rules, by these commandments that just never let up. So are they right? Are the Church's universal moral precepts the ones that apply all the time and in every situation? Are they actually restrictive? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The answer is, of course not. The Church's rules exist to keep you from breaking yourself. If you have a goldfish, and the pet store owner says, "Now remember, don't ever keep that fish out of water for a whole day," would it make sense for you to say, "Hey, don't tell me what to do with my goldfish. Stop trying to limit my options, will ya?" That would be pretty silly. That'd be an absurd reaction, since obviously that rule is just an articulation of the nature of the fish. The rule doesn't add any restrictions. It just tells you how the fish works and what kind of behaviors will necessarily break the fish. Now, of course, the rule might feel restrictive since it tells you not to do something. But if you actually want to keep your goldfish in good working order, which is presumably why you bought it as a pet in the first place, then that rule actually enables you to do what you want. In which case, the rule is not restrictive, it's freeing. Even if it applies all the time and in every circumstance. And the same is true for universal moral rules, which keep us from breaking our bodies and souls. They don't actually create restrictions. They express the truth of our nature so that we don't break ourselves. And that, actually, is freeing. Which is why Jesus said, "The truth will set you free." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We should do good and avoid evil. The good we can do is almost endless. We can sleep and eat and drink and have good conversations with family and friends. We can laugh and play and work and pray and build and create and read and watch and listen and experience life to the full. As I said, it's almost endless. And if we don't want to break ourselves and others, we should avoid evil, which is specified by the Ten Commandments. So the options to do good are way longer than the evil actions we should avoid. But that means you have to choose. You have to decide what good you are going to pursue at any given moment. And God won't choose for you. He leaves you free, and He wants you to choose. So, you see, the church isn't stifling. It just gives you the mission to do good and avoid evil. Which evil should you avoid? All of them. What good should you do? Well, that's up to you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So the Church's moral teaching demands that you be creative, that you take the initiative. It's true, you don't need any creativity in applying the universal prohibitions. Those apply all the time, and the way you apply them is very simple. Just don't do things that are always wrong. But the positive precepts do require creativity. We all have to spread the truth, but how? To whom? When? That takes a lot of creativity. And we all have to find time for prayer, but how? When? Where? Well, that's going to take your own initiative, responsibility, and creativity. And we all have to be generous to one another and figure out how our gifts and opportunities can really help the people around us. And that pursuit of the good is the creative work of a lifetime. But that's what we have to figure out. So trust me, the moral life isn't restrictive. Sometimes I think it would be a little bit easier if it was more restrictive. Sometimes I wish God would just show up and tell me exactly what to do. But he won't do that. He wants to leave us free so that we can become like him, where we can use our initiative and creativity and responsibility to become more like him. The moral life is the command to do some great good that was not there before. So, what is the great good you are working on? That's the question. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So the bulk of our life is about creatively pursuing good. But don't forget that the rules are what allow precisely for that creativity. Nobody really enjoys any game until they've learned the rules. The rules are what makes the game possible. And then, if it's a good game, there are limitless variations for people to play. G.K. Chesterton imagines an island with high cliffs on all sides and walls built high to keep people from falling off the edge. And he imagines children running around on the island, playing, laughing, enjoying themselves. And then he imagines some self-proclaimed progressive coming to the island and saying, "What are all these walls doing here? Don't you people know walls are restrictive? We don't want restrictions. Here, let me liberate you." And this foolish reformer tears down the walls and goes away. But when he comes back to the island a bit later, he was aghast by what he saw. The children who used to play and run without fear, those same children were huddled together fearfully at the center of the island. And the man noticed that some of them were missing because they had fallen off the unguarded cliffs. The point is, the rules, the limits, the thou shalt nots, those aren't a block to creativity. They are what enable creativity. They are the rules that allow us to enjoy the game, enjoy the project of this very good life. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, I couldn't help but be struck by that line from G.K. Chesterton, that when the progressive who tore down all the walls came back, he found the children who used to play and run without fear, those same children were huddled together fearfully at the center of the island.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about a young man you and I both know who in 2015, leading up to 2015, he had rejected all the universal moral principles. He tore down all the walls. And he found himself isolated in his apartment at college by himself, just smoking pot all day long, absolutely paralyzed by anxiety and fear, and couldn't go out into the world.
Yeah.
Yet
and with
now,
no one to come into the world because he'd cut off essentially everyone in his life.
Yeah. He was huddled in the middle of the island. But now, 9 years later, he's in a religious order. He is living according to all of those rules. And I've never seen a young man flourishing more. He is studying, he's praying, he's exercising. I think he's run 2 marathons. he's going on a mission trip to immerse and learn Spanish. He looks great.
Yeah.
That the rules provided him the structure to flourish.
Yeah, I mean, it's like learning how to fly a plane. It is the most intimidating thing to sit in a cockpit and look at all of these dials and switches and numbers, and it would just freak you out. But that, once you learn them, then you have total freedom of the entire world at your fingertips.
Yeah. There's a great guy we both know who was describing being a fighter pilot in F-15s and F-16s because he knew the rules of the plane and the rules of flight so well that putting on the plane was like putting on a suit. He was so free.
And I think that's the importance of learning morality. I think I like the term moral fiber.
Yeah, moral fiber.
Because how would you describe that?
Moral fiber is that
kind of what you're made of.
Yeah. That because the rules are your design. And the more you work according to your design, the better you can
Yeah. So at operate. First, you're just learning these rules and they're outside of yourself, but then you're integrating them into your being and how you make every single decision. And it gets easier because of that. And then you're not even thinking about, I don't think every hockey player when they hit the ice is thinking about every single rule and every drill they were ever taught. And they're not thinking of how to skate.
No.
They just play the game because they know the rules so well. And that's how we want to live our lives. Yeah. You want to know the plane so well. You want to know the game so well.
Well, and that's why, but we have to recognize, and it's so startling, the percentage of people on anti-anxiety, antidepressant, Adderall, all kinds of things, it's astronomical right now because we tore down all the walls and everyone is sitting in this middle of the island fearful.
Well, it's like we all learned the rules of the road. We learned the law. And then we all decided at the same time, I really hate stopping at red lights. So let's just take out all the red lights. I'm really annoyed with stop signs. Let's get rid of those. I change lanes a lot, so I'm just going to get over whenever I want. Let's get rid of the lines. I'm not going to use my turn signals. Wait, everyone already does that. But you just throw out everything, and now everyone's afraid to drive because it's Mad Max. It's just, there's no order and there's no rules, so there's no rules to protect you from other people. And you can't get to your destination because there's no direction. You're like, there's no street. It's not corner of 57th and something. It's, oh, I just need to head somewhere. You would never leave your house.
I don't think it's coincidence that Mad Max developed in the 80s when everything was coming everything was coming unraveled long before that, but it was pretty unraveled by the 80s. And Mad Max was an expression of that.
Yeah, absolutely. It is the ultimate expression of just, this is the absolute fear of chaos and people out of control. And I think those movies have ramped up because the world has ramped up.
But this is one of the reasons why we just had the meditation a few days ago on Saint Benedict and a rule of life. It's not a coincidence also that when the Roman Empire fell apart, when all the structure in the world fell apart, Benedict gave us the rule of life.
Yeah.
And when this world is coming apart as it seems, even more, we need a rule. We need two things. We need, I'll say three things. We need the stability of the church, which Jesus promised would never end. We need the universal moral laws, and we need a rule of life, a personal recipe of life, a structure in our life, so that every day we're doing those things that will lead to flourishment.
Yeah.
Thank God for the Catholic Church that gives us all this.
Yeah, when I look outside of it, I do just see instability, lack of direction, just a crushing anxiety.
But I don't feel that personally because I have the three things that I just said.
But I think this meditation is so important because I feel like it's surprising to me because I have never been good at following any set of rules ever, whether that is in a sport, on the road, in school, just in any situation ever. I do not want to follow the rules, but I feel like I've been very blessed that my whole life, even if I haven't followed the rules of the church well, I have always assumed that they were right, which is, I think, an uncommon thing, and I'm actually surprised in myself that most of the time when I was like, the church says this, why? I don't really know yet. I'm going to assume it's correct. But I've talked to a lot of people who they haven't spent a lot of time trying to figure out why we believe these things as the Catholic Church. So the moment someone else confronts them with, you're Catholic, and that's the only reason why you believe that thing, so why does it matter? They go, why does it matter? Oh my gosh, why does it matter? And I kind of do want to do that thing. So I guess you're right. And they're just shaken to their core. And that's the importance of a meditation like this.
Yeah.
That you really have to, I mean, again, we're not going to say, I really want to run this red light and I don't know why I shouldn't, because you know you're going to get T-boned. But remember, anytime you're looking at any of these quote unquote rules, you might just think, it's easier. I really just want to drive forward. But there's a reason that light is there. Think about the other ways in which you're going to get, in a sense, T-boned.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah.
Someone else has laid out these roads, so you don't have to think about it. No, you should think about it. You should reflect on it, and you should understand why and where and get a sense of direction. But it's really dangerous when you just say, the Catholic Church just has rules, and that's the only reason why you believe them, so stop believing them.
Yeah. Yeah. And then get ready, because you're about to wreck yourself.
Yeah. And ask that other person, okay, so you just believe nothing.
Yeah. And in the end, it will result in a paralyzing fear.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's what we see. And Jesus can lead us out of that by following him. And that's why he said, in the world you will have trouble, but in me you will find peace. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.